there. I have a special announcement. From May 22nd through May 28th, I'm rerunning my most popular episodes of Your Weekly Dose of Higher Consciousness, all of which are what I call foundational basics. And I understand that we need to hear what I speak about more than a few times until it really starts to sink in. And be forewarned, these are from almost 5 years ago when I first began. So I may sound a bit different than I do now. I know I feel a lot different than I did back then. So I hope you enjoy these. And then next week, you're going to find out all about something new I'm cooking up here in Colorado, just outside of Aspen. How's that for a little name dropping? In the meantime, this is your last chance to enroll in Eckhart Tolle's all-new 4-month-long immersive program for his very popular online course, The Spiritual Guide to Conscious Manifestation, where you're going to discover your true creative powers and fulfill your highest purpose. It begins with a 4-day online retreat, May 30th through June 2nd, and you can still access his free mini video series or enroll in his program at themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/Eckhart Tolle, all one word, or click on the links below in the podcast. Now on for today's episode. Hello again, sweet honey pie. This is part 3 of a 5-part series about what is rocket fuel for how to manifest what you want in your life. And today's episode is inspired by Eckhart Tolle's Conscious Manifestation course that's coming up, as well as his 5-part mini series on obstacles to conscious manifestation. And what I've done is I've watched the 5-part series, which is awesome. I highly recommend it. Each video is less than 10 minutes. A couple of them are like 7 minutes. So they're well worth the watch. But the issue is that the course starts June 28th, 2021. So if you're seeing this after that time period, I'm not sure that you'll be able to access those free mini series. So I'm creating one kind of based on what he's saying, so you'll get a taste for what he's saying. But he says it in a very unique and interesting way of higher consciousness that I think you're going to get. You know, if you're having trouble manifesting what you want, or you're manifesting the opposite of what you want, or law of attraction never works for you, or it is working for you, it just may not be giving you what you want. This is going to help, because I'm going to put into context what Eckhart's saying based on the map of consciousness. So today, this is based on creating from presence or present moment living, as opposed to looking back to the past or projecting yourself out there into the non-existent future. Again, my name is Liz Garcia. I'm your happy host of TrumpeterOfTruthRadio.com on the podcast and TrumpeterOfTruthTV.com on my YouTube channel. This is the place for what I call foundational basics and essential understandings for raising your level of consciousness and building a better life. And I support this intent by putting into context where truth and real power really exist, based on Dr. David R. Hawkins' map of consciousness, which I'll show you right here for those of you watching, which is a proven energy scale to actualize your ultimate human potential. So that's the map of consciousness explained. His original book is Power versus Force, which is of much higher consciousness, and I found many people find difficult to understand. So this newer version, it's easier for people to grasp. So today I want to talk about what Eckhart had to say about intentional manifestation from present moment living. who pointed out that was really interesting to get is that the ego is always coming from lack, wantingness, neediness, not enoughness. That's just the way it's built. That's the energy of the ego and lower consciousness. And Dr. Hawkins and all highly evolved spiritual beings will advise you not to demonize the ego. You kind of want to just make it like a pet, a child that needs, you know, some guidance. And trust me, my inner child has run wild and it has not helped me in my life when the ego has taken control. So, and he talks about that the ego, he recognizes, and I have to recognize as well, the ego does have some power, but it lacks alignment with higher consciousness. And what I think I've come to understand is that consciousness calibrations calibrates higher mind at 275 and above on the map of consciousness. That's higher mind. Lower mind calibrates at below 275, but there's a place in between where lower mind is of higher consciousness. So this might be what Eckhart intuitively feels or knows. And my kind of guess is that, you know, many of us are operating below 200 on the map of consciousness. And 50% of the United States is operating above 200 on the map of consciousness. But we're all susceptible to lower mind just by nature of the evolution of our own planet, because 85% of the planet operates below 200. So it's no wonder that the ego, which is super subtle, and paying attention to it is a super subtle thing to do. And Eckhart will mention this as well. You have to become super self-aware of when the ego is creeping in to your conscious manifestations. And the ego creeps in by looking at the past, focusing on the past, complaining about the past, possibly. Of course, it would be better to love and appreciate the past, but typically the ego doesn't love and appreciate. That's not its nature. It's to complain, have resentment, bitterness, anger, disappointment about the past, or projecting into the future, which doesn't exist. So I think what Eckhart, you know, to put it into context, the ego can create to an extent because there's a blending of higher consciousness but lower mind, maybe what's happening in consciousness. And what was interesting, that things that are created from the ego, which are people wanting to control others, focus solely on money. Money calibrates, I think, at 205, which is not, it's of lower mind, but it's powerful because it helps create worlds, money. But if you're solely focused on money, as an example, at 205, you are definitely operating from the lower mind. You got to be aware that the low, and this is where the ego can creep in with disappointment and lack and like, it's not enough. And we've all heard of super successful people that are empty. And the emptiness comes from lack of alignment with higher consciousness, ways of being that are loving and forgiving and accepting and willing and neutral, right? Just and courageous. Being of higher consciousness and letting go of the lower consciousness is the missing component to usually successful people that feel empty at the end of the day, because they're still suppressing and repressing and don't know any better about how to let go of these lower ego, you know, lower mind, lower levels of consciousness. So Eckhart really speaks, you know, the power of now. If you've read the book, Power of Now is of higher consciousness, highly recommend reading the book and your efforts to be a powerful, intentional manifester. So, and being in the present moment is really allowing, being present with what is, not and appreciating the process, the journey, the way to whatever it is you want to manifest, enjoying the process of it all, and noticing when something of lower consciousness, lower level emotion pops up, and learn how to let go of it. The more you let go of these lower levels of emotion, and you learn how to do it, which is the whole point, one of the major pillars of this podcast and videocast is helping you learn how to let go of these. You'll come into the present moment without even thinking about it. You'll just be in it. You'll be focused. You'll be clear. You'll be enjoying yourself because all of these buried, suppressed, and repressed energy fields and emotions you've been holding your whole life will be just, you'll pull them out as they come up. And then there's nothing there for the lower mind or the ego to grab onto anymore. There's no energy there that attracts it anymore. And living in the present becomes much easier. So he made some interesting points about, first of all, when you're willing to step into love and appreciation and higher levels of consciousness, higher levels of consciousness come to meet you. They come to support you. And this is the rocket fuel. Higher consciousness is the rocket fuel for everything you want in your life. God, life, divinity, spirit, they're the rocket fuel, not the lower mind and the ego. The lower mind and the ego hate God at some levels, right? God is disappointing. God is denying. God is punishing. Those points of view are of lower consciousness and hold no truth in reality. So you got to understand when you choose higher consciousness, higher consciousness can't help but be there for you. That's what it does. That's its nature. So he does point out that obstacles can still creep in and because things aren't manifesting as fast as you might like. So you got to let go of that disappointment, like let it go. And eventually you'll unravel these entangled egoic binds and entanglements that are keeping you from manifesting what you want and just enjoy the process, right? I really came to understand the significance of the tortoise and the hare. I was operating from victimhood, lower levels of consciousness, and I just wanted to make the leap because I'm like, unworthiness. I'm like, I just wanted to leap and it wasn't working. That's the ego. That's the ego wants to make the leap. The ego is the house of cards. So the cards collapse as opposed to the tortoise, little steps, you're building the foundation and you can make leaps. You can make conscious leaps when you let go of the lower. So listen in on Eckhart's second video in the series. I think it's like a 7-minute video. When he really gets into present moment living, what does that feel like? What does that sound like? What does that look like? And it's a great episode. So I'm just wanted to shore it up with understanding lower mind below 275. That's why there's higher consciousness between 200 and 275, but the lower mind is slipping in there and it's kind of, you collapse in some things. You get this roller coaster, like you move forward and then you collapse. You've got to get above and align with that higher consciousness in order to manifest more soundly and securely with what you want with that foundation. So tomorrow we're going to talk about, it's going to be part 3 of Rocket Fuel for conscious manifestation or intentional manifestation. And Eckhart talks about the benefit that when you set loving intent and you intend to do the best of whatever it is that you want to be whoever it is you want to be, whatever it is you want to do, and you tend to do it to the best of your ability, he talks about the ripple effect of that on mass consciousness. And Dr. Hawkins has consciousness calibrations all about that. We're going to share and put that episode into context tomorrow. I'll see you then. Hey there, Lovey Lou. If you are new to your weekly dose of Higher Consciousness podcast or an avid listener, I have something just for you. I created a landing page with all of my playlists in one place. So for new listeners, I created a playlist called Foundational Basics. This is where you will want to begin to come up to speed on your understanding of the map of consciousness, a proven energy scale for realizing your ultimate potential by Dr. David R. Hawkins, and with where we are now. For avid listeners, I've created playlists for all of my popular topics like 1001 Ways to Be of Higher Consciousness, 1001 Ways to Let Go Of, those great higher consciousness quizzes that helps you test your intuition and develop discernment skills, tools for transformation, high vibe book recommendations, and my general main topics. You can find all of these playlists on the website at themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/podcast, or you can find it in the link below in the show notes. Now back to today's episode.